Chevra, Parshas Vayera is part of so many different storylines between the beginning and Avram Avinu sitting after the Bris Milah and taking care of the Malachim, and the end, Akedas Yitzchak. But right in the middle, with this whole episode with Hagar and Yishmael, and Avram sending away Hagar and sending away Yishmael for the good of Yitzchak because of Sarah, telling him that's what's best. And the Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram Babok, Perchaval Pazigidal, Vayashkem Avram Boker, Avram woke up in the morning, Vayikach Lechem, Chemas Mayim, he got bread and water, Vayitin al Hagar, Sam al Shichma, Vasayelad, Vashalcheha, and put all this on her shoulder, gave her food and drink, and sent her away. And the puzzle is about Telach Vatesa Bamidbar Bershava. Vatelach, she went Vatesa, what's Vatesa mean? She wandered in the desert in Bershava. And Rashi says on this word, Vatelach Vatesa, Chazra the Gilule Beis Avia. She went back to the Avodah Zarah of her father's house. The Pirkei Derb Elazar. Where do we see in the words of Batelech Batesa that she went from the house of Avinu of Amunah and went to the house of Avodah Zarah? What's Pshat? How could that be? So I saw Rav Avram Shor and Alakach Halibah based on Sefer Musar. He said it's very simple. It says Batesa. You know what Batesa means? She was wandering. What's the definition of someone wandering? Meaning, they're just going from place to place with no rhyme, with no reason, with no understanding. They're just wandering around. It says, a Yid who has a Muna is never wandering. Because a Yid who has a Muna knows that I'm here because this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to make the most of it. And I'm supposed to fulfill my tafkid in this place. I don't just wander. I'm not just stand in places. I'm here because I could accomplish here, because I could learn here, because I could give here, because I could daven here, because I could, whatever it might be, wherever, yes, I'd love to be here also, but now I'm here, I'm going to make the most of it. There's no wandering. I'm with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put me here, and he put me in this situation, and I believe in that. And therefore, if she was Betesa, if she was just wandering, by definition, it means she walked away from her Muna, and she must have gone, L'Glule Beis Aviyah. She went back to the world of Avodah Zarah, because that means you're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadik b'muna so yichya. A tzaddik, tzaddikus lives with the Muna. Wherever we are, at every moment, I'm with Hashem. And if I'm with Hashem, I'm going to make the most of it. And I'm going to mekadesh this place. And I'm working and I'm going to be successful, but I'm also going to daven. I'm also going to learn. I'm going to make the most of now. And I'm going to be that yid who shines. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing. Nova Tesa, I'm not just here. I'm not just wandering. I'm not just happen to be here. I don't even know why I'm here. I'm wherever I am, Hashem put me there. And I'm going to make the most of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very special matana. Earlier today, I was thinking about this Torah. If you take Gematria Vatesa, the wandering, Vatesa is 876. 876, listen closely to watch this Gematria, is exactly the Miloi of David. Right? We've spoken so many times here what the Miloi is. The Miloi, the filler, the full, every letter, right, could be pronounced, and all the letters that go into the how we enunciate it. So David is Dalid, which is Dal Lamed Tav. When it comes to the letter Vav, there's three different milas of Vav. You could have Vav Vav, which is 12. You could have Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13. And you could have Vav Yud Vav, which is 22. So we're going to take the mila of Vav Yud Vav. And then Dalet is again Dal Lamed Tav. But you see, when it comes to miloi, sometimes you look at the miloi with the letters that you're actually seeing on the exterior. So it will be Dalad Lama Tuf plus Vav Yud Vav plus Dalad Lama Tuf. But sometimes when it comes to miloi, you only focus on the panemius, the deep depth of the word, of the person, of whatever you're analyzing. So when it comes to David, on the chitzonius on the outside is Dalad Vav Dalad. The panemius, the miloi, which you don't see, you just pronounce, you just hear. You don't actually see it. The panemius would be Lamed Tav, Yud Vav, and then Lamed Tav again. Those letters that are a little bit more hidden. If you take the gematria just of the miloi, Lamed Tav plus Yud Vav plus Lamed Tav, it's exactly 876. Exactly the gematria of Vatesa. What's Pshat? Pshat is we're looking at the deepest panemius of David HaMelech. The deepest panemius, who he really was in his kishkas, in his inside, in his neshama, that's his miloi. And that's what could combat Vatesa. That mida is exactly keneged Vatesa. What is that? So how do you know to get, how do you get to know David HaMelech in his depth?
You look at his tefillos. You look at the Heilige Tehillim that we say and we recite every single day.
You read through Tehillim. What do you see? David HaMelech, whatever he was doing, Hashem was by him side. Whatever he was doing, Gam Kielach V'Yisamav Zlo Yirak Yati Madi. That was David HaMelech. So the Miloy of David is the Koyach that goes against Vatesa. Behind any wandering is the opposite, we're saying, of Amunah. The opposite of that, to combat that, is David HaMelech. And that's when we're Zoyche, David HaMelech Mashiach, Mashiach Zakenu, with all that Amunah, Bez Hashem is Baruch, and here we remain in the friendship of Heiliga, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Oh,
hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh